Penguin Random House Audio presents Spark by John Twelvehawks, read for you by Scott Brick. 1. Forget faith and uncertainty, rebellion and slavery. Forget beauty in all its forms. Forget ugliness, too. Forget a mighty fortress is our God and the Kaddish. Forget an army of notes marching across a sheet of paper that are transformed into the Goldberg variations. Forget the Taj Mahal at sunrise and the Grand Canyon at sunset, Shakespeare's sonnets, War and Peace, and the importance of being earnest. Forget the dabs of bright blue paint that became the eyes of Vincent van Gogh. Forget the fingertip sensation of fur, velvet, a cashmere shawl, and a smooth green chip of beach glass. Forget the moist texture of raw meat and dry brittleness of dead leaves crushed in the hand. Forget the taste of honey-soaked baklava, ripe mango, roasted garlic, pickled herring, licorice, chocolate, strawberry ice, and smells. Forget them as well. Crushed lilacs and the harsh scent of hot tar, a baby's neck, moist earth, fresh-baked scones. Forget the dead children from the day of rage and the speeches and sermons and memorial parks with names carved in stone. Forget every lesson from a teacher, every joke from a joker, every judgment from a judge. Forget what your parents told you. Forget what you were taught as a child and what you learned on your own. Forget what you think is right and wrong. Do all this, and you might become me, a spark contained within a shell that stood in a doorway on 62nd Street in Brooklyn, while a Russian businessman named Peter Stetsko attempted to park his car. It was November in New York City, damp and cold. Death was present in the street, but there was nothing dramatic or sinister about my appearance. That night I was neatly dressed in gray slacks and a V-neck sweater. In the outside pocket of my black raincoat I carried a Brazilian-made semi-automatic pistol with skateboard tape attached to the grip. My Freedom ID card was concealed within a specially designed sleeve that made it impossible for the eye system to detect my location. A delivery van passed through the intersection, its tires hissing on the wet asphalt. I slipped on a phone headset and Laura whispered into my ear. 10:33 on Flatbush Avenue and Farragut Road, one unit responding. Any police activity in Bensonhurst? Checking. It felt as if Laura was a real woman looking up a message board or gazing out a window. But she was only a shadow. Somewhere in the internet, one computer was talking to another, checking the data on a website that provided live-time reports of New York City police and fire department activity. Nothing, Mr. Underwood. My target had rented a two-bedroom house that reminded me of something a child would build with plastic blocks. It had a low brick wall in front that guarded a patch of concrete, painted grass green. There were red aluminum awnings over the two front windows and the front door. Since my transformation, I am capable of a limited range of emotional responses: curiosity, boredom, and disgust. I had been curious if Stetsko could squeeze his Mercedes-Benz between a blue delivery van and a mud-splattered Toyota. Now I was bored with his cautious maneuvering and ready to complete my assignment. A young woman wearing a sequined green nightclub dress was sitting in the passenger seat of the Mercedes. Because she was a witness, she would also have to be neutralized. I would start with a headshot for Stetsko through the side window, circle the car and deal with this secondary target, then circle the car again for confirmation shots.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?